follow behind him, and then when you find him, I want the bastard dead. So don't slight or defame him, just maul him and maim him, then bring me back his head. I want to impress on this traitor a lesson he won't forget again. Therefore I require that he should expire in agony and pain. So do not just grab him and silently stab him, don't take him by surprise. Subject this debaucher to horrible torture till tears fall from his eyes. I'll take him and break him, I can't wait to make him exhale his final breath. But unless he dies slowly, I shall not be wholly contented with his death. So you might disembowel the wretch with a trowel, or throw him in a pit. Or you could enchain him and slowly debrain him, or roast him on a spit. A red hot poker might teach this joker to show me more respect. Or being entangled in nettles and strangled might cause him to reflect. Being viciously slaughtered, then hung, drawn and quartered might make him quite distraught. To be drowned in the river with forks in his liver would give him pause for thought. You may cut off his ears with gardening shears, or poke them in his eyes. When he gets his comeuppance, I do not care tuppence how horribly he dies. With a brand you could brush him, perhaps you could crush him beneath a pile of stones. Tie him up with barbed wire, then set him on fire and pulverize his bones. To the rack you could fetch him and utterly stretch him until he's long and thin. Then eat him with mustard, or chopped up in custard, and barbecue his skin in a manner quite placid, in sulfuric acid. His head you might immerse, or garrot him and gore him, and then reassure him the pain will get much worse. You may call me malicious, aggressive and vicious, or claim I'm in the wrong. But let me warn you that the people who do well, they don't last very long.